Hey everybody, it is Tuesday. This is Living It Up While Beginning Again. I'm Teresa, along with my husband Scott, and we just want you to know on our podcast, anything can happen.
That's for sure.
And it usually does, but we just keep on keeping on. The show must go on, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And we have we have a really great topic today.
Hey, why are you changing the subject so fast?
I just think, honey, we need to go on with our topic.
All right. Okay.
But anyway, are you persistently seeking God through some pain and unfairness in your life? Or are you blaming Him? Someone said blame means blah me.
Blah, blah, blah me.
If you are seeking Him instead, you will find Him as well as the hope and the answers you are needing.
Mm.
God is on your side.
Yes, He is.
Even if you can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
And life can be even greater after beginning again.
Yes, that's what we're all about.
That's right. That comes from a great scripture, Matthew 7:7. It says, keep on asking and you receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open for you.
I love that. And mm-hmm. I've heard that for many, many years.
Yeah.
You know? And it it's so true. But there, as we always say with the scriptures, there's always a condition.
Yeah.
And in this, it's what do we have to do? Knock. And then what will happen? The door will be open. What's our part? Seek. And then what will happen? Find. Yeah. What will happen if we ask? Then it will be given. There's always a condition with the promises in the Bible.
Well, those are positive habits. You
absolutely.
Know, that we should develop at all times.
But we're also guilty of just not asking.
No, we're
what
also.
Why do you ask?
That's true.
Have you heard that?
Yeah.
I can't read your mind.
Yeah. We're also guilty of blaming other things in our life for their current condition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, blaming our past, blaming our coworker, blaming our boss, blaming our spouse. This is the reason why I'm in the shape I am. You know what? You're responsible for yourself.
Yeah.
Period. Okay? And God, that's why He says, knock at the door. Not just to come, you know, to Jesus for the first time. He wants you to knock all the time. Knock on the door. Keep knocking on it. You know, ask his advice. You know, let Him direct your steps. You know, keep knocking, keep knocking, keep knocking.
Mm-hmm.
He opens it.
And fingers can be pointed at other people when situations and decisions that they make affect us that we had nothing to do with.
That's true.
And that's part of life. But even in that case, you go back to the Word and it says, He will work all things out together for our good if we love Him, if we are the called according to His purpose. And He says He chose us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we're His children. All right, but in order for Him to work those things out that involved you, that you had nothing to do with it, but you were affected, He'll still work it out if you love Him. That's the condition.
That's true, you know, and we'll persist in prayer with realistic hopes. I mean, you know, really, realistic hopes.
Mm-hmm.
Once we realize the kind of Father who's hearing them.
Mm-hmm.
Once we really realize, you know, who God really is, then we'll appreciate.
Yes, if we stop blaming Him and get to know Him.
That's right.
And He gives all of us free will.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes the perpetrators in our life. That includes the ones that do things that affect so many people. But, you know, God doesn't say to test us in everything. He says test us in one thing, and that's with our finances. But that's another podcast. Okay? But you know, it just goes to show that if you jump out in front of a car, you're going to get hit. Just to jump out there and say, well, God can do anything. He's going to keep me from that car from hitting me. Let's just see. No, don't just see.
We have choices too.
That's right. And that's just wisdom. Yeah, He could stop it if He wanted to, but then who's in control?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do after He steps in and saves you from that? You're going to go and do something else crazy like, well, I'll just jump off this bridge and nothing will happen to me. That's not wisdom either, and that's not God.
Well, we have to rethink our concept of who God really is. You know, and He's the Father who wants to give good gifts to His children.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we discover God's character,
that's it.
We'll be encouraged to ask Him for the gift of everything. You know, to ask, not be afraid to ask Him, not be timid to ask Him. You know, but we have to know who God is and know his character.
That's if you don't, it is easy to blame him.
Mm-hmm.
Got to blame somebody. Why not blame God?
Yeah.
Well, no, that's not what we're talking about here.
Well, he's the one that pulls you out of the fire. He's not the one that puts you in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He's the one that walks with you in the fire. Okay? You know, we said many, many podcasts could go. Podcast ago about that beautiful poem, you know, footprints in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many of you have heard it, but if those of you may have not, you know, there a guy's walking down the beach with God, and so there's two sets of footprints. Well, his life got much, much harder for this man. He looked down, and there's only one set of footprints.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of his life, he asked God, he said, you know what, God? He said, you're with me when things are going great. He said, when things got rough, you left. That's I never saw you.
Yeah, where are your feet in the footprints in the sand?
Yeah, where were you?
Yeah.
You know? And he looked at him and he said, when you were going through your hardest times, that's when I carried you.
That's right. That's why there were no footprints in
the
sand.
That's right. There was only God's footprints because he was carrying him.
We've got to stop blaming God and start to get to know him and thank him.
That's right. You know, life is what life is. You know what they say? It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
God gives us choices. God lets this world turn. God lets things happen just the way the natural things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But one thing that he's in control of everything. But one thing is for sure that we're assured of is it living in eternity with him. Okay? That will never change.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But our life circumstances, I can't remember what the old saying is, when you come to the Lord, he may change you, but he may not change your circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We may change you.
That's right. And so then you look at your circumstances in a different way. That's what that's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You may not become the richest person in the world after you're saved.
Mm-hmm.
You may still be living in the projects. You may still be not have a lot of money, mm-hmm. or you may have problems still and this and that, which you will. But he'll change your perspective,
mm-hmm.
of how you look at them, how you approach them, because then you come to him.
Right.
So, you know, this is a really great topic. You know what I mean? And so many people
need hope and answers.
That's right.
You know, we all do. That's the number one thing people want is hope.
I remember I was mentoring a man one time, and he looked at me. He said, you know, Scott, he said, I don't know what hope looks like.
Mm.
He said, tell me, what does hope look like? I said, hope looks like the cross.
Mm-hmm. It points north, south, east, and west.
That's right.
Everybody.
And hope hung on it. And his name is Jesus.
Mm. Right.
You know? And so, man, I tell you, I'm real passionate about this this topic,
mm-hmm.
you know?
And we want you to know this kind of God.
Ah, man, we sure do. We want you to know that hope.
That's right.
We want you to know Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
he is the answer.
He is. You know, so many times I start crying when I say his name, but I'll tell you what, years ago when I gave my life to him, now I realize who hope really is. I can't say his name without tearing up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so grateful.
Mm-hmm.
I love him so much. And so does Teresa.
Mm-hmm. He saved us from so much.
And he gave me and Teresa both a different perspective.
And a second chance.
That's right. And we began living it up, mm-hmm. while beginning again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we want you to have that same view, that same hope.
And if you say second chance, I need a third, or I need a fourth, or I need a fifth, you've come to the right place.
Yeah, I've had 50 chances, you know, sometimes. And but you know what? If you've never given your life to Christ, and maybe you have and you walked away, or possibly you've been in church for 20 years, and you say, you know what, man, I play the part. I go to church on Sunday, and I do church things. But man, you know what, man, I've never really given my life to him. I was ministering with a pastor, mentoring a pastor who'd been a pastor for 17 years, and realized he had never really given his life to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So don't feel judged or anything like that. Or, you know, just lay your pride down and come to the cross. Mm-hmm. It's time. And so if you would love to give your life to Christ today, we'd be honored. And know who hope is.
Mm-hmm.
So please pray this prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Lord Jesus, I know that you hung on the cross. You died. You rose on the third day to give me a hope. To give me a new beginning. To forgive me of my sins.
Mm-hmm.
And because of this, Lord, I do ask for my forgiveness. And because of the cross, I know you do forgive my sins. Lord Jesus, thank you for making me your son or your daughter and giving me hope. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you prayed that prayer, you're a new creation.
Mm-hmm.
The old is gone, the new has come.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd love to hear from you at info@livingitup.org if you prayed that prayer, no matter where you're at, whether you're in Yemen or in China or Russia or right down the street in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to hear from you. We love your comments when you do comment on and give us suggestions at our ministry.
And you know what we're going to say if you've been following us, please, not only go to church,
mm-hmm.
stay in church, find you a Bible that you like,
mm-hmm.
you know, a translation that you understand, and be willing to be mentored. Be willing to be discipled. Even if you've been a Christian for your entire life, we mentor people in their 60s.
That's right.
You know, you're never too old, and it's never too late. And we talk about life-changing.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. We're very, very passionate about this.
That's right. Well, honey, why don't you read that?
Okay, I guess we're done for the day. And listen, we just want to remind you, are you persistently seeking God through some pain and unfairness in your life, or are you blaming Him?
Mm.
Someone once said, blame means blah me. So if you are seeking Him instead, you'll find Him, as well as the hope and the answers you're needing. Remember, God's on your side, so are we.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you can't see Him, and if you can't see us, and your life can and will be better after beginning again.
While living it up.
That's right. So we look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Until then, do just that. Live it up while beginning again.